This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca and Tass. And as we commence our second hour, we're going to move into a new segment that we recently created called Macca's Op-Ed. Macca, what would you like to talk about today? What has actually tickled your fancy up your goat annoyed the hell out of you?
It's got up my kilt, Tass.
I'm looking forward to the day when you've actually got a really positive story for us, Macca.
The rest of the show is all positive. and look, this is actually about a range of issues. I'm going to start off with, I've had a lot of communication from listeners on SMS and emails about this during the week, and one this morning just about encapsulates it. He says, 2 weeks ago, the police were complaining when one of their own was photographed on the Eastern Freeway, and it was distributed on social media. The commissioner, you know, Graham Ashton, came on and said how disgraceful it was. Now, after Hares and Hyenas, you know, the Victoria Police have claimed that they've made a structural internal cultural change, and I believe they have. But there's a number of police officers that haven't made that change, that are homophobic, that are transphobic, right? And the investigation efforts that the police have made around the guy who allegedly filmed some of their members when they were dying on the side of the freeway, right? I want them to apply the same diligence to the police officers who took the photos and shared the photos of Dean Laidley. Right. Now, I know this has been now referred to IBAC, so we probably won't hear anything for 18 months as IBAC investigate it.
Can you describe for our listeners exactly what happened, Macca?
Okay, so Dean Laidley, an ex-North Melbourne coach, he was taken into custody and he was photographed whilst in custody and being questioned in a wig and, I believe, wearing a black dress. Now, this was a breach of his privacy, and you know, he's entitled to privacy and he's entitled to respect. Also, what was posted was an image of his mugshot. Now, the police officer who took the photo has been suspended, and I believe another three of his colleagues who shared the photo have been suspended. Police command have come out very strongly and condemned this, as they should. The officers that did this, they thought it was funny. They thought this was something they could share, right? And it brings me to an article by John Sylvester in The Age over the last week. John Sylvester is the crime reporter, and he said a few words about this. He said, you don't need to have a gun to shoot yourself in the foot. Well, I suggest to you, John, that you shot yourself in both feet and then kneecapped yourself with the rubbish and the transphobic rubbish that you wrote. For example, he said that Dean Laidley had come forward and admitted what he did. That the officer had admitted what he did. It was impulsively stupid, but not malicious. Not malicious, really. To hold someone up to ridicule to your colleagues and to the wider community is not malicious. Get a dictionary, you dickhead. Right? The act was bad and it'll have terrible consequences. He and a colleague have been suspended, more expected to follow. Oh, what a towering intellect you are, John. Compare that split-second stupidity and its terrible consequences. This is the bit that really gets up my goat. to a paparazzi photographer who gets up every morning, has breakfast, and then heads out to try and capture an image of a compromised celebrity. The senior constable's doing just what many have done before, sharing the inside goss with his inner circle, except there's no longer an inner circle. No, it's called social media, and it's called maliciously sharing a photograph of someone in custody, which is a criminal act, subject to potentially 2 years in jail and many, many thousands of dollars in fines. Now, John says this is one of the most outrageous breaches of privacy involving police in living memory. He said years ago, mugshots, crime scene images and other confidential photos may have been shown to a few trusted inside a crime squad room or over a few beers at the police club. You knuckle dragger. Before being slipped back inside the appropriate files. Was it wrong? Probably. No, not probably. It was. It was illegal. Did it hurt anyone? Not really. Oh, why don't you ask Dean Laidley? Why don't you ask his friends? Right? John Sylvester, I expect better of you. Don't call yourself a journalist when you peddle such rampant, transphobic nonsense. Defending the police officers is just a bit of a bloke thing, right? When you get your knuckles off the ground and the grazers have formed scabs, think about what you did. Think about what you did. Now, one of the comments I got from a psychologist said, and I'm going to, this verbatim, not malicious, how does he know? It was malicious. It was transphobic all the time. Comparing the police and the expected standards of police with paparazzi. They've shared funny photos before. It doesn't make it better. It makes it worse. And if this is the kind of entertainment in the Age newsroom, then they're not better than those police. Shame on them. And this person had just finished preparation for a training session on how to support LGBTIQ plus people in times of isolation in regards to thoughts of self-harm, right? This contributes to it. The police officer who took that photo and shared it, right? They are responsible. They are responsible. And I say to Victoria Police, and I say to IBAC, right? This is a criminal offence. I don't want any piss-weak, mollycoddling, mean-spirited response. I want a response, right? Go through the process, but you know what? Criminal offence. These guys need to learn the lesson. They need to do jail time and they need to be fined, right? They are guilty of the worst kind of transphobia and they have done harm not just to Dean Laidley but to other members of the trans community. I feel sorry for Graham Ashton and Shane Patton that they have people and members in their organisation that are transphobic, knuckle-dragging bullies. Right? Do a bit of jail time, guys. You might learn something. That's what I think.
That was Macca's opinion. Macca, let me ask you a question. Do you honestly believe that the culture in the Victoria Police Force has changed?
Yes. I think there are elements within the police force that haven't changed. And that's the same in every organisation. You know, Graham Ashton and Shane Patton and many others have put a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of dedication into making these changes. It does take time. But unfortunately, there are members of the police force that thought, oh, you know, the officer that did this, he's remorseful. Think about it. Think about what you did. You held someone up to public ridicule on the social media. What did you think? You weren't in, as John Sylvester said, in the police club showing someone a picture out of a file. You posted it on social media, right? And if you don't understand what that means, then your brains are even smaller than your IQ, right? You need to understand what this is about. Police Command are doing some really, really good work. They're diligent about it and they're genuine about it. I'm not an apologist for Victoria Police. But I can see what they've done, but some members of Victoria Police, guys, you don't belong in enforcing the laws that we all respect when you break those laws yourself, right? Think about it. Think about it if it was a member of your family whose photograph was spread around on social media in an awkward, personal, emotional situation. You wouldn't like it.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.